Welcome back to Daf and Depth, Erevin Daf Tzadik Hey. The Mishnah Amar Aleph, the beginning of the Perek, Hamoitza Tfilin, somebody who finds Tfilin, how could he bring them in on Shabbos? They're in a Makom Sakana, he can't leave them there. Machnison Zog Zog, Tanakama says he carries them in one pair at a time, puts one on his head, one on his arm, that's a Zog, the same way he wears them during the week, brings them in, goes back out, and brings in the next pair. However, Ben Gamliel argues and says, he can bring in two at a time. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara at length tries to figure out what's the underlying machlokes between Tanakama and Gamliel. The Tanakama says that he's only allowed to carry in Zog Zog, and Gamliel says he could do Shnayim Shnayim. So the bottom line of Amud Beis, the Gemara suggests that the machlokes Tanakama and Gamliel is, according to the second Pshat in Rashi, is a shaila mitzvah tzriches kavana. The Tanakama holds mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana, and the Megamliel holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana. And Rashi explains, if you look at the third to bottom line of Rashi on the Omer v'nir liu d'hachi garsinon, Tanakama sovar mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. Tanakama holds mitzvahs do not need kavana, ulukuli alma tachshet hein. Everybody agrees that tefillin is a tachshet, it's not a masoy on Shabbos, hilkach. Since Tanakama holds mitzvahs and tzriches kavana, and I can mekayim a mitzvah without kavana, linyan bal tosef nami, aval gadol mechavin lehu lemitzvah ikal bal tosef. Even though you weren't mechavin to do a mitzvah, there's bal tosef. Kivan is man tefillinu, it's the time to put on tefillin. Shabbos man tefillinu, as the Gemara says. Gamliel savar tzriches kavana, lotsis yedei chevasei. Gamliel holds that a person needs to have kavana to be yotze his chayva, his mitzvah. Hilchach be bal tosef nami loy over adam mechavan le mitzvah. Therefore, Gamliel says that there's no bal tosef till you mechavan le mitzvah, and therefore he allows you to put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time. Now, if you look in Chayvit Shiurim, Chaylik Beis, Simon Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman brings from Chaim Brisker, Pshat. What's the tliya? Is it punct? Since mitzvahs tzriches kavana, therefore you need kavana for bal taisef also, and or to be every bal taisef, and if mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, then even without kavana every bal taisef. And Rabbi Chanan says, "Ein pirusha di alfinon shnei adinin zemizeh the mamatzinu." Doesn't mean that since mitzvahs need kavana, so for bal taisef need kavana, and if mitzvahs don't need kavana, so for bal taisef there's no kavana necessary as well. No, ela pirusha. What does it mean? Rabbi Chanan says, "There's no bal taisef. You're not going to be over bal tosef, only where you do the ma'isa mitzvah kehilchasa, the way it's supposed to be done." His example is, someone who sleeps in the sukkah on the eighth day of sukkahs is not over on bal tosef, only where the sukkah is a kashra sukkah. But if the sukkah is a pasul of sukkah, he's not over bal tosef. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan explains, the man that holds mitzvah tzriches kavana, he holds that the kavana is a chelik of the ma'isa mitzvah. And when a person does the mitzvah without kavana, he's doing a chati maisa. However, according to the man that Amar that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, a maisa, even without kavana, he says, is a maisa shlema of mitzvah. It's a complete mitzvah. And therefore, when a person does the mitzvah without kavana, the person could be mekayim the mitzvah kehilchasa bishleimusa. And Bochanan says, Bal Tosef needs to have, like he explained, needs to have a complete mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavana, so in order to enable the Bal Tosef to work, you have to have kavana. Without kavana, you're missing in the Maisa Mitzvah. And someone who does a mitzvah but is missing in the Maisa Mitzvah can't be every Bal Tosef because the mitzvah is not done, kehilchasa. Like he explains, from someone who sleeps in the sukkah on the eighth day of sukkah, but the sukkah is not kosher, you're missing in the Maisa Mitzvah. So even though, in essence, you were Moisef on mitzvah sukkah, you slept in the sukkah on the eighth day, but you're missing in the Maisa Mitzvah. That's how Reb Chaim explains that according to the Man of Omar, mitzvah tzriches kavana, the reason why Bal Tosef needs kavana as well is in order to have the ma'isa mitzvah. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, so kavana is not a chelik of the ma'isa mitzvah, therefore, even if you don't have kavana, you'll be over on Bal Tosef. Now, what's the halacha, l'man da Omar, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, meaning, I can mekayim the mitzvah without kavana, in a situation where the person is mechavin bedafka lehed yonat to be yotze. So this is a Rashbam, brought in Tezus Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas Davav, and Tezus holds this way in Sukkah Daf Lametes Amar Aleph, that when a person has a mind not to be yotze the mitzvah, He's not yotze even if you normally would not need kavana. Even the man the Amar that says mitzvahs ain't sruchas kavana, but if you go lahedya and you mechave not to be yotze, you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah. The Turi Evan asks from Al Gemara on the Shitas Rashbam, because Al Gemara explains the Tanakama that says that I can't carry more than one parent's fallen at a time because of Baal Taisiv is only because he holds mitzvahs ain't sruchas kavana and I'm yotze even without kavana. But according to the Rashbam, why can't the person have in mind be mechaven not to be yotze, and then there won't be Baal Taisif? Because if the only reason why there is Baal Taisif is because mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, and you automatically have the mitzvah, but according to the Rashbam, by just being mechaven lehedya not to be yotze, you don't have the mitzvah. So now there's no Baal Taisif. It's right now like the Rashbam. However, Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shlomo Hayman both say that according to this yisoid of Rabbi Chaim, that the reason why a person has to have kavana, l'man da amar mitzvah sriches kavana, to be over on Baal Taisiv, is because Baal Taisiv needs a maisa mitzvah. They explain, that's all good, according to the man da amar mitzvah sriches kavana. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, meaning, kavana is not a chilek of the maisa mitzvah, I have a maisa mitzvah bishlei musa, even without kavana. So now when it comes to Baal Taisiv, when a person is doing the mitzvah, and is mimachavim lehedin not to be yotze, they say he's not missing in the Maisa Mitzvah. He has the Maisa Mitzvah. He doesn't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. He doesn't want to be Yotze the Mitzvah. So since I have the Maisa Mitzvah, I'm just not being Yotze the Mitzvah, I'm still going to have Baal Taisif. Meaning this Yisrael of Reb Chaim, that the Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana or not Tzriches Kavana, has a direct effect on how you understand Baal Taisif, that L'man da Omar Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana, a Kavana is a Chelik of the Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore there's no Baal Taisif without the Kavana. But on the other hand, the man, the Amar that says mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, you have a maisa mitzvah without kavana. To have a maisa mitzvah without kavana, in a situation where I'm a chavin lehedin not to be yotze, I still have the maisa mitzvah. I'm just not yotze. So even according to the Rashbam that holds that l'man, the Amar mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, it's possible to do the mitzvah and be mechavin not to be yotze, and I won't be yotze the mitzvah. However, when it comes to Baal Taisiv, it's still possible to have the Isra Baal Taisiv, and therefore you can't say that the Tanakama, who holds mitzvahs and sriches kavana, should have an Eitzah, but be mechaven not to be Yeitzah. Have a wonderful day.